This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In corporate news, there is this. Netflix and... I'm just not in the mood. The streaming service reported yesterday it had missed its global growth projection for last quarter by a lot. 2.8 million new subscribers instead of 5 million. Also, that U.S. subscriptions actually fell for the first time ever. Less than a percent, to be sure, but still they fell. So Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on the headwinds that Netflix might be facing.
In the last quarter, Netflix raised its prices by a dollar or two a month, depending on the plan. But the company said that wasn't the cause for the decline in subscribers.
Netflix chose to blame it on the lack of compelling lineup of content during the quarter.
According to Michael Pachter at Wedbush Securities, there's a case to be made there. Its hit show, Stranger Things, returned for a third season on July 4th, after the quarter had ended. Its other big show, The Crown, will come back later this year. Tuna Amobi at CFRA says Netflix is going to be fine.
While Q2 was a major miss and disappointment, we still don't see any fundamental change in the story, especially in the international market.
But Michael Pachter at Wedbush says there's a limit on how many water cooler shows Netflix can produce. There's only so much Hollywood talent with a track record of hits.
You know, how many shows is Shonda Rhimes going to make? Two shows a year at, 10 hours each? Great, that's 20 hours of viewing. Not enough.
Meanwhile, two of Netflix's most popular shows are leaving next year. Friends for HBO Max and The Office for a new streaming service from NBC Universal. Plus, Disney is also launching its own competitor.
So come back to me next year once two of those three have launched and let's see how Netflix is doing.
Netflix says instead of spending on licensing old shows, it'll pour more money into its own content. But it's already spending. The company will have a negative cash flow of $3.5 billion this year. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.